Blog Talk Radio.
But the message still is the same. Because whatever you need is over here at the table. If it's love, it's at the table. If it's peace, it's at the table.
Monday Morning Joy will deal with real life experiences as the host Gail Dudley will be totally transparent and share life situations as an everyday woman, mother, sister, friend, pastor, a pastor's wife, businesswoman who still struggles in life and when ready to quit, finds the strength to keep pushing through. Gail will talk real life, transparency, uplifting, encouraging, speaking the truth. In the end, women will be motivated, excited, and ready to take on any and all things, feeling stronger and more motivated to push through life situations.
Welcome to Monday Morning Joy. I am your host, Gail Dudley. We are talking about Ready to Pray, a movement of intercession. Before I jump in here, I want to first say that I almost totally forgot Monday Morning Joy on this Monday morning. Why? Because today is a very significant day for me. Myself and my team launched our magazine, which is Ready Magazine. It was not supposed to launch until Wednesday, but we were able to get it launched today, and I am so excited. I am also extremely sleepy, but I am extremely excited. I want to thank the team and want to highlight Pamela Cherry out of North Carolina, who labored tirelessly to get this thing completed, all donating her time, her talent, her energy. And that's one reason why we pray and thank God for women of God and men of God who are joining us in our walk and in our journey. So Pamela is on the phone this morning, is on this radio broadcast, and I just want to tell her and tell all of you publicly that I thank this woman of God who God sent into my life for such a time as this. So needless to say, I was sitting here looking at the time, and I said to myself, there's something that's supposed to be happening, and it hit me. It is Monday Morning Joy. So I am here, ready. The word says to always be studied up and prepared, and we can jump in. And one more thing, today is a significant day all around the United States of America and to some degree all around the world, and this is the day that we celebrate Martin Luther King Jr. If you have time today to do some volunteer service hours to help someone else out, please do that. But let's remember to do it in unity with our brothers and sisters, no matter what race, sex, age, demographic, language, nationality, body size, educational level, world beliefs, whatever it may be that sometimes causes us to put up roadblocks. Let's take those roadblocks down today, and not just today, but every day from here on out, reaching across, making sure that we are our sister, we are our brother's keeper in all things. So let's get started. The past 2 weeks, we are now on week three. A couple of weeks ago, I talked about the 4 points to journal, to write a covenant, to circle prayers in the Bible with a highlighter, and to have a community of prayer and to pray protection of Psalm 91. My prayer is that all of you are following along, that you are journaling, that you have written your covenant. If you have not, please consider doing that, that you're going through the Bible, and as you see prayers, that you're circling them. And then to continue to pray that prayer of protection, Psalm 91. Last week, I talked about the motivation to pray, to identify your distractions and to make a commitment. Hopefully you are all doing that as well. I also shared last week that praying is not for wimps. Yes, we all prayed the prayer. Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I shall die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. You know, sometimes I think about that prayer and I ask myself, what exactly did that prayer mean? And why is that prayer just traveling around and around and around in so many households? Do we truly understand exactly what that prayer stands for? And that's one of your homework assignments this week, is to take that prayer as well as God is great, God is good, let us thank him for this food. And I want you to look, write those down. I want you to look at those and say, okay, what exactly is, does this mean, and what exactly is this saying? The other thing I want us to continue to pray for, what's going on in France and Paris. I want to continue to pray for Nigeria. There have been more killings in Nigeria, and we need to pray in dealing with that. So let me give you some pointers for this week. If some of you have the Ready to Pray workbook, I'm really coming out of there today on section 2. And it talks about when you pray. And I want to talk about when you are praying purposefully. If you do not have the materials, you can pick up those materials from Amazon.com. You can type in the words Ready to Pray in the search bar, or you can type in Gail, G-A-I-L. Please enter the middle initial E, as in Elizabeth, and the last name Dudley, D-U-D-L-E-Y, and the materials will pop up. But the first point today I want to talk about is to pray the details. Yes, be specific in your prayers. Be specific. Yes, there's times that we do pray general prayers, but there's times that God wants us to be in a conversation with him, and it's no problem to be specific when you pray. The other thing is, when you're praying, is to pray expecting God to answer his will, not your will. And I think that's one of the roadblocks that we face time and time again, that we pray, we want to pray only our will. But we have to remember that when we pray, our prayer should line up with what God has for us and line up with the will of the Lord. And I know for some of us, we look at that as, wow, that's risky. We may see something before us and say, that's not what I want. But I want to encourage you is that if God has something for you, it's the best thing. It's the best thing for you. It may look difficult. It may appear difficult. It may even be challenging. But it's the best thing for you. God knows what he is doing. And that's where we have to have that level of trust to God, knowing without a doubt that he knows exactly what he's doing. So pray expecting God to answer his will, not yours. The third point, hopefully you have paper and pen and you're writing this down. If not, you can always replay this broadcast. But ask yourself, do I really expect my prayers to be answered by God? And I know that's a tough question, but I want you to wrestle through that this week. Again, that question being, do I really expect my prayers to be answered by God? Do I really expect him to answer? And let me give you an example. I'll use Ready Publication, the magazine that was launched today. Actually, I heard from the Holy Spirit to design this edgy, different, content-based publication that will create passionate conversations around the table for women. And I only heard from the Holy Spirit because I had been praying to hear clearly and audibly from him. Now, if I'm to be completely honest and truthful with you, the Holy Spirit shared that with me early last year in 2014. I ignored him. I'm thinking, oh, no, there's no way. I have no background, no desire to do a magazine. What exactly is this to look like, to sound like? Oh, not me. I can't do it. But if I am expecting my prayers to be answered by God, and I pray to hear clearly, and he answered me clearly, who am I now to question the answer that he's given to me? So I want you to think about that. When you pray, do you really expect prayers, your prayers to be answered by God? And not to scare you, but I want you to also be mindful of those things that you pray out of anger and God answers and you're wondering, what just happened? Now, let me give you a little example of that. Sometimes people have prayed. I'll be honest, I've been there too. We have prayed for certain things to take place, excuse me, or certain things to happen. And we get angry and we say things like, oh God, I just want that person out of my life. I just want them out of my life. And all of a sudden, things start happening where that person is out of your life. And you think about it and you say, I really didn't mean that. Well, you put that out there. You put that out there. So be mindful of those things that you put out there. So again, do you really expect your prayers to be answered by God? The other point I want to raise this morning is to know the scriptures. Study your Bible. Again, write in a journal all the scriptures that reference prayer. Ask yourself this powerful question, God, what are you speaking? And then write what is on your heart. Okay, let me give this to you again. Know the scripture, study the Bible, and write in a journal. Those were the two, that was what, the journal was the first point that I gave you the very first time we started this series. Journal all scriptures that reference prayer. Ask yourself, or ask God, God, what are you speaking? And then write in that journal what you're hearing and what's on your heart. The fifth point there is to pray prayers of being thankful, petition, confession, praise, and intercession. This is all you. You're developing your prayer life. You're developing what you're doing and where you're going. So you want to be thankful. Write that petition. Have that confession, praise, and intercession. Again, I cannot stress, keep a prayer journal. Write out your prayer requests and the praise reports or updates. Another point, be honest. Pray with an honest heart. Tell God what's really going on with you. Yes, it is true. He already knows. But share with him the truth. Always operate in the truth. The next point, be determined. It's important to know that Jesus told the parable of praying and never giving up. He talks about the widow and the judge. And as many of you know, if you read that scripture, she was determined to get her point across. And you can see that in Luke chapter 18, verses 1 through 5. Also think about the man who knocks continuously at the door until his friend gets out of bed to answer his request. You can find that also in Luke chapter 11, verses 8 through 10. Another point, stand in agreement. Stand in agreement. Seek God for prayer, for a prayer partner or a prayer team. And Ready to Pray, we do have, or Ministry of Motion, which is part of Ready to Pray, we do have a prayer coordinator, Mary Owens. If you have prayer requests, send those to Ready to Pray. And that's readytopray at gmail.com. Send your prayer requests, and we will make sure that we have intercessors all over the world praying for your particular request. So have a prayer partner or a team. Pray the scriptures. Pray in accordance with God's will. Find the scripture to pray for concerns. And then allow the Holy Spirit to move. This week, I want you to take time and read Romans chapter 8, verses 26 and 27. I want you to read those. Four more points, and we're running out of time. Have an attitude of thanks. Set time aside to fast and pray, even if it's just one day a week or maybe one day a month. Give God praise and believe God and trust God always. I so appreciate you allowing me to come into your home, your workplace, your car, wherever you may be. And if you do have a moment to look at the readypublication.com and look at possibly ordering that publication, I believe it's going to change your life. I love you. Until next week, make this a great week. And remember, go out and fellowship and help someone on this day, which is honored as the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday.
And now you know. Thank you for joining Gail at the Table. To send topic suggestions, please email us at ged@mimtoday.org. And to follow us on Twitter, connect with us at Gail Dudley. Visit us on the website at www.gaildudley.com for books, resources, coaching sessions, and upcoming seminars and events.